Yesterday, I think it was at a different time in the morning, but that's okay. We were talking for a moment about our Detroit Tigers baseball team. Of course, is a longtime Detroit Tigers baseball affiliate, just completing our 53rd consecutive year broadcasting the Tigers. Already looking forward to spring training as the Tigers, as disappointing as the short season was, finishing out of the playoffs, but showing improvement. And we're hoping that certainly better days will be ahead. Tigers' big story now is the search for manager. And we were talking about the fact that Tigers have interviewed 10 candidates so far, and there'll be more.
Yeah.
We know of one manager. I don't think he's available anyway, but then again, after last night, perhaps he will be. But we don't want him. If he's going to make decisions on his pitcher like he did last night, Tampa Bay Rays manager Kevin Cash, I think, is rightfully being castigated for removing Blake Snell, who was mowing the Dodgers down. You know what he was doing, the old analytics that were coming into play, and I don't get it. It was the fifth inning. There were two out. It was a single. He had only thrown 73 pitches. Pitch count wasn't a concern. And there's really no concern about what he was throwing anyway, because it was game six of the World Series. He's not going to come back and pitch again. You know, throw him out as much as you can. He's your ace.
Yeah, right.
And he was just on fire. Struck out nine, didn't walk anybody.
Right.
Mookie Betts was looming and some other Dodger hitters as the lineup had turned over, but still.
But he had done well against those batters.
Yeah.
Sounds like a big mistake.
It was a gamble. I mean, the bullpen, Tampa's bullpen, is good.
Yeah, don't deny that.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, he was using the analytics, and, well, the analytics don't always work.
And if it turned out right, people would have said, he's a tough choice, and he made it. But
you have an ace, though, for a reason, and exactly. It's for those kinds of games.
Those are the kind you say, look, I'm going to either win or lose this.
Yeah.
And we're going to give him a chance to get through this. And he didn't, and it didn't. It obviously didn't turn out well.
How many pitches did Mickey Lolich throw in Game 7 of the 1968 World Series? I'm going to guess there wasn't much of a pitch count back in those days.
No, and you consider the fact that, remember he threw three complete games in the World Series, and that was on just a couple of days' rest at Game 7, but he had that rubber arm.
Yeah, right.
He's a special kind of pitcher.
I mean, what was the stat in his high innings pitched? Was it 73 when he threw like 373 innings?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's like three seasons for pitchers today.
Yes, it is.
But he could do it.
Yeah.
And he did. And there was no thought of, there were certainly bullpens at that time, but they weren't the specialized ones that they are today. Wow.
Well, while I think the Tampa manager does deserve some criticism, that's part of the job, it didn't work out.
Part of the job.
I think he could also counter that I was hoping to score more than just one run.
That's a good point, too. If we'd have scored more than one run, perhaps we wouldn't have to worry about what was happening with the pitching. Think of the Dodgers. I mean, if the Dodgers had lost the game, it would have set up a Game 7 tonight. They had Walker Buehler getting ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So they had,
but they may not have had one of their best players though.
Yeah, too. Justin Turner. How about that?
Who tested positive?
Now he
was removed during the game.
He said he was asymptomatic.
Asymptomatic.
So we found that out that quickly. It was probably one of those quick tests that can be done like that. But it was strange to have it happen during the game.
Well, didn't it just bookend a strange year in a way?
Yeah.
Just with COVID.
And you think about baseball had actually, what was the count?
Like 59 days.
59 days with no, so it
there had been a test.
It worked.
Positive test.
I got through it. After the tough start, the Cardinals, remember immediately the Cardinals had that problem. The Marlins did too. But after that, things seemed to calm down and got through the playoffs and World Series. Right. So
I just hope the fans of both sports fans in both Los Angeles and Tampa Bay appreciate these times, because we in Detroit, we don't know what it's like to have not just a playoff team, but have two teams in the playoffs. And to get to the championship games, because you had the Lakers win it all for Los Angeles, and the Tampa Bay Lightning won it in NHL, won the Stanley Cup.
And think about that for Los Angeles. They just had a championship celebration a couple weeks ago.
Right, and they got to do it again.
Here's another. And we certainly note our affiliation with the Great Lakes Loons as a Dodgers single-A franchise. So the Loons should be proud of what the
Clayton Kershaw,
the franchise has done.
Max Muncy and a few of them.
Corey Seager coming through.
Corey Seager.
A lot of fun. So we put baseball to bed, at least as far as what's going on. Now we can concentrate on our Tigers through the winter sessions and more.
Let's hope the season gets started when it should, which is when snow is still on the ground.
Yeah.
In March.
Down in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Well, down in Florida in February.
As it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And 162 games can be played. Stay tuned.